What is up, gamers? Hello, and welcome to episode 34 of Video Games Are Cool. This is your number one awful video game podcast where I talk about any and all things video games related. This is for the week prior to April 22nd. Is that right? Hold up. I forgot. And hold up. Nope. April 29. Today is April 29th. This is the week leading up to. I am your one and only host, Shods and or Cody. If you will, this is a weekly podcast that comes out every single week, never on time. So I will not even tell you what day it's supposed to come out because it's never on time. But you know what? It doesn't really matter. Because I'm here now, and that's all that does matter. You know what I mean? So, yeah, video games. Not a whole lot of exciting news this week. I have quite a few stories, but none of them are too exciting. So, just a little housekeeping from me this week. I'm still playing Anthem. dude. It makes playing Anthem makes me so sad because I want to like it. I mean, I do like it. I want to love it, though. I'm finally like starting to play the other classes more instead of just only playing the Ranger class all the time. Javelin. So I finally got around to playing Interceptor. turns out it's really fun. It's a really fun class. I went back and played Colossus, and that can be a fun class, but there are things about it that I don't like that you can't dash. It makes me feel slow. The shield is cool, but I hate that you can't shoot with the shield out, like not even a pistol that I know of. I feel like that's a missed opportunity. And then the storm is cool. But you're probably sick of me talking about Anthem at the start of every podcast, but you know what? I just got to get it out of the way because, like, I'm still playing it, and, like, I want to enjoy it. But, man, there's so many fucking... I get disconnected all the time. All the time! That makes me angrier than the lack of content. Honestly, I always get disconnected, and it makes me sad. Also, I almost need to, like, stop trying to do contracts because I don't like doing them by myself all the time, and I hardly ever get match made with anyone. Like, I've tried different difficulties to try to get into someone, and, like, maybe I'll get one other person, but not a lot of people doing contracts, man. But I played the Sunken... What's it called? Sunken Cell or something like that? Played that one, the new Stronghold. Played that a few more times. It's cool. Like, it's not breathtakingly amazing, but, like, the final boss room is really cool. Like, the fighting on the sea floor with the water surrounding you or whatever, that's a really cool moment. I finally understand the puzzles in the Stronghold, so that's cool. Yeah. What else have I been playing? I should be playing Destiny 2, but I haven't. I really need to get back to Division 2, because every time I think about The Division, I'm like, wow, Division 2 is a phenomenal game. It's so, so good. Why am I not playing it? I need to go back and play it. A game that I did pick up this week that I haven't played in a while, Star Wars Battlefront 2, and god damn it, that game's amazing. It's so good. It's so good. Like, they fixed, like, yeah, it's not the bad, it's not perfect. There's broken elements. Anakin Skywalker, he's fucking broken, dude. He's so strong. He's so incredibly OP. But the game as a whole, super, super fun. It's so good. It's so good. I can't, you know, if you never give it a try because of the whole EA bullshit and the loot box scandal or whatever and all the bad press it got, forget about it. It doesn't matter. It's, you know, it's not even a thing to think about anymore. Just go play the game. Just go play the goddamn game. It's fun. It was on sale a while ago. I think it was like $5. It's not $5 right now, to my knowledge, but it was on sale. Or if you have like Origin Access, it's available on that. That's how I downloaded it on PC anyways. I own it on Xbox One, so I could boot up the old Xbox One, but you know, maybe I figured I'd try the PC version. And it's gorgeous on PC. It looks so good. You know, the weapon accuracy can get annoying with all of the weapons. It's just inconsistent accuracy. And like, you know, some of the heroes and villains are kind of broken. Anakin Skywalker, he's crazy. But yeah, it's just a fun, like the new maps they added, all the new characters like General Grievous, Anakin Skywalker, Obi-Wan, and Obi-Wan looks cool because he's rocking his like Clone Wars armor and he looks badass. Count Dooku they added. That's all I can think of at the moment, but it's cool. It's a really fun game. And I should, I, you know what? I should be a full-time Battlefront 2 mainer on stream. You know, really build up my following with that. I've always wanted to choose a game to be like my main game that isn't super popular. Battlefront 2 could be that. Hell yeah. I had the urge to want to play Warframe. But I just didn't get around to it. But maybe I'll try to find time to pick that up this week. However, I have a crazy week today, or this week. Tomorrow, I have an event. And then on Saturday, we have our biggest event of the year. Probably. It's going to be a pain in the ass, and it's going to make me want to cry. And I'm probably going to be at work for 22 hours. And that's not even a joke, by the way. I'm probably going to be there for sure at least 20 hours. For sure at least 20. But it's usually around the 22-hour range. Maybe we won't stay that late because there's not a lot. You know, it doesn't matter. I'm rambling about work. We're going to jump into Kotaku, the week in game. There's a list of video games coming out this week provided by the amazing video game website, Kotaku. Wait, should I call them a video game website? Like, they do more than just games. So, website. Okay, they're a website. Monday, April 29th, we got Mordhau for the PC, Fighter Royale, Last Ace Flying for the PC, Elleros Origins, Whitestone for the PC, Strike Solitaire for the PC, Metro Simulator 2019, Bax for the PC, Flan for the PC, Planes Attack for the PC, and Mac. Planes Attack? What the fuck? Tiki Trials for the PC. Dude, are people even trying anymore? Tuesday, April 30th, Fade to Silence for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Final Fantasy 12, The Zodiac Age for the Xbox One and Switch. It took me a while to read Roman numerals, but I got it. I got it. It's 12. Starlink, Battle for Atlas for the PC. I got some news on that in a little bit. Giga Wrecker Alt for the PS4. Fell Seal, Arbiter's Mark for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Tales of the Neon Sea for the PC. Pix Arc for the Switch. Ancient Lands, The Tsar Awakening for the PC. Tales from Galaxy 34 for the PC and Mac. Platoon's Party for the PC. Viking Sisters for the PC and Mac. Open Wheel Manager for the PC. What the fuck is that? A freaking manager game? Dude, you remember, what was it called? You played as an NFL coach. Was it just called NFL coach or something like that? I don't know. You played as an NFL coach. I never played it, but I think all you did is like call plays. And I think you had to wear a headset. And like, if you swore a lot, you'd get like penalized by the ref or whatever. Interesting game. I think they made the same thing for soccer too, or football. Sorry, I didn't mean to sound offensive there, but you know what I mean. moving on, Wednesday, May 1st, Crash Bots for the Xbox One and Switch, Epitasis for the PS4, Xbox One, PC, Tabletop Racing World Tour for the Switch. I've actually played that game. It's a free game 1 month on PS4, and I downloaded it and played it, and it's all right. I mean, it's not crazy. But, like, playing as a little tiny car in, like, this, like, big world, Like, you play as like a toy car and on like this life-size track. And it the aesthetic is cool. It wasn't the best racing game I've ever played, but it was cool. Anyways, no one fucking cares. Puzzle Herder for the Switch. Midnight Remastered for the PC and Mac. Grunt 1914 for the PC. Precipice for the PC. Rogue Slash for the PC. Timefall for the PC and Mac. Bit Dungeon 3 for the PC. Holy shit, there's a lot of Switch games on this list. Thursday, May 2nd. Giga Wrecker Alt for the Xbox One and Switch. World End Syndrome for the PS4 and Switch. Rise of Industry for the PC. Close to the Sun for the PC. Late City Riders for the PC. And Guard Duty for the PC and Mac. Now, all these next games I'm going to list are all for the Switch. This one's for PS4 and Switch. VA11. Oh, excuse me. It's Valhalla. VA11 Hall Valhalla for the PS4 and Switch. That's cool. Because Valhalla is, I think it's a game. It's like a game where you play in like this cyber Blade Runner-esque world. And you play as a bartender, I think. I've heard that game is really, really good. It's on PS4 and Switch. Now that's on Switch, I might play it. I actually haven't touched my Switch in probably over a month. For real. I haven't even touched it. I just don't have time. Like, I don't have time. And B, I don't travel. So, like, it's not like I take it with me a lot. Anyways, these are all Switch titles. Okay, Strike Suit Zero, Director's Cut, Duck Game, The Swords of Ditto, Venture Kid, Black Paradox, Extreme Club Racing, Hexagravity. Those are all for the Switch. Okay. Friday, May 3rd, SNK 40th Anniversary Collection for the Xbox One. Hold up. I love SNK games, and I want to look that up real quick. Why is there no search option? Whatever. We'll copy that. Put in the search bar. Fucking Google that shit. Paste the search. I just want to see what games are on it. This kind of went over my head. Under my head? SNK 40th Anniversary Collection. Let's see. We got Alpha Mission. I can't even read that. Athena? Any games I recognize? There's a couple. Excuse me. I do love SNK games. How much is that, I wonder? Purchase. Oh, this is for the PS4 and Nintendo Switch. I'm off track. I'm going to go back to what I was doing. Shadows of Adam for the Switch. Purple Chicken Spaceman for the Xbox One. What? That's one of the best names for a video game I've ever heard. Purple Chicken Spaceman. Dude, that's my favorite punk band. Hold up. What is this? I got to watch gameplay. I have to. You can't see it, but I got to see it. Fucking IGN's video player is awful. All right, you play as a purple chicken spaceman, I guess. And nothing about you looks like a spaceman, but it's kind of like a side scroll flying shooter game. It looks awful, to be honest, but all right. I have too much fun sometimes. Helmut, the badass from hell. For the Switch, Gyro Boss DX for the Switch, Combat Monero for the PC and Mac, Run for Cover for the PC, Space Warfare for the PC and Mac. Wow, that's not even an original name. Saturday, May 4th, we have two releases, and they're both for PC. It's Pathos and Nerved. Cool. So, we're going to jump to our first story of today, And we're gonna do a little sellout segment on some Fortnite. Fortnite returns with another Avengers crossover event. The last event was for Avengers Infinity War, where players can find the Infinity Gauntlet and play as Thanos. I think, if I remember it correctly. I don't actually know, because I never played it. But I think that's how it happened. This event, Fortnite Endgame, named after the new Avengers movie, has launched and is now out. That was a little redundant, was it? It launched and it's out now. I don't know why I write the things that I do. The event has players divided into two teams, Team Thanos and Team Heroes. Not really sure why it's called Team Heroes. I feel like Team Avengers would sound cooler because you got Team Thanos and it's just Team Heroes. Maybe it was a licensing thing, but I don't know why they didn't go with Team Avengers. Anyways, Team Thanos, who are looking for all 6 Infinity Stones, will start as the Chitauri Warriors, and the first player to claim an Infinity Stone will be transformed into Thanos. So you got a team. I don't know how big the teams are. And the first person on the Thanos team to find an Infinity Stone becomes Thanos himself. And then all the Chitauri Warriors get like health increases or buffs or whatever. I'll explain that later. When all 6 stones are found, the Heroes team will be unable to respawn. And when the Heroes run out of lives, the Thanos team wins. I think that's the way I understood it, if I read it correctly. Each stone acts as a buff, enhancing Thanos' power and providing additional health for the Chitauri players. The Reality Stone gives Thanos health and shield. Health and shields are doubled. So it goes from 1,000 to 2,000. The Soul Stone gives you Siphon Activated, grants Thanos a shield, only Thanos. Mind Stone, your jump height is doubled. Space Stone, ground pound, AoE size tripled, so damage times 6. The Time Stone, big knockback added to each hit, damage times 3. And the Power Stone is laser damage times 6. The Hero team will be able to wield mythic-grade Avengers items such as the Stormbreaker Axe, Captain America's Shield, Hawkeye's Bow, Iron Man Gauntlet, and I think there's a few more weapons. I'm not sure. But the Hero team will be provided a treasure map at the start of a game that shows where one item is, with further Avenger equipment being found in chests across the map. One thing that I didn't really understand is how the Heroes win. Because, I mean, the Heroes have to obviously defeat Team Thanos. I don't know if they just need to kill Thanos and then they win, or if they kill everyone. I assume Team Thanos can respawn. Maybe they can't. I don't know. I don't remember. Or maybe the Avengers team is a smaller team. I don't know. Anyways, there's an Avengers event going on. Go check it out if you give a shit, or if you're like me and don't at all, then you cannot. I don't know, man. I don't know what it is. I'm just over Fortnite. I don't even like watching it. Like, whenever a streamer that I like is playing Fortnite, I'm like, I don't want to watch this. I'm over Fortnite. I'm over it, dude. Get out of here. I'm kidding. This next one's kind of exciting. I love Call of Duty, and the next Call of Duty might have been accidentally revealed. Maybe. Several NFL and college football players were invited to attend a private Activision event to test out the new Call of Duty. One of the college players uploaded a video from the event to his Instagram. Someone then took that footage, slowed it down, and added subtitles. It does sound like the word killstreaks can be heard in the video, which could be an interesting thing considering that in the last several Call of Duty games, they haven't been called killstreaks. They've been called score streaks. However, this could mean absolutely nothing because killstreaks is just like a super widely known used term in Call of Duty games. And heck, I still call them killstreaks. I don't call them score streaks. I just call them killstreaks. So they could just be calling them killstreaks. But if they are killstreaks, that would be interesting. Really bring it back. Which I think Modern Warfare 3, they had like the specialists. Those were cool. I like being a specialist. Anyways, speaking of Modern Warfare 3, in the video, it does sound like the words Modern Warfare 4 can be heard. Now, a lot of people are saying that they can't hear it, or that it's bullshit, or that people are just hearing what they want to hear. And honestly, in the slowed down version, it is hard to hear. But I put on my studio headphones, crank the volume, and I watched the original video. And I watched it a few times. I gotta say, it does sound like someone saying Modern Warfare 4. Now, I could just be hearing what I want to hear because that's what I'm looking to hear. That's what I'm expecting to hear. So maybe it just happens. I don't know. Maybe if I would have watched it without people telling me what I should be hearing, if I would hear it or not, I'm not sure. But it does. And I mean, I really do believe the next Call of Duty is Modern Warfare 4. I really do. So that's why I believe that he could be saying it, because I really strongly believe the next Call of Duty game for 2019 will be a Modern Warfare 4. Because, I mean, why not? Call of Duty has gone back to the boots on the ground era. And the last couple Infinity Ward games, Infinity Ward, which is who is making the next Call of Duty, their games haven't been too strong or well-received. You know, there's some people that like it, but overall, you know, like there's Infinite Warfare, which I actually really liked, by the way. A lot of people didn't, but I thought it was pretty cool. And then before that was Ghosts, I think, which Ghosts was an okay game. It was just so bland looking. Same with Modern Warfare 3. I had the same problem with Modern Warfare 3 and Ghosts. The colors were just dull and boring, and I didn't like looking at it. But that's besides the point. But yeah, the last Infinity Ward has made the weakest games in the series for sure. Well, I mean, Sledgehammer, they only have two games under their belt with Advanced Warfare and World War II. And World War II, honestly, in the honeymoon stage, I loved World War II. But after a while, I realized that I didn't like it, and it was really boring, so I stopped playing it. So yeah, why not go back to their bread and butter, and that's the Modern Warfare series. Also, Modern Warfare had, like, some of the best campaigns. I mean, Black Ops 1 is still my favorite campaign, but Modern Warfare was a good campaign. Modern Warfare 2 was a super fun campaign. Drove snowmobiles, you went mountain climbing, you fucking took a knife out of yourself to throw it at someone else. There was that ridiculous scene in the airport that is super controversial and talked about to this day. That's a wild scene. Hope that would not pass in a video game these days. No way would that pass. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, oh boy, that scene will mess you up as a human being. I forgot about that. That's a crazy, the airport scene. Oh boy. It's fucking messed up, dude. By the way, anytime I played the airport scene, I could never find it in myself to pull a trigger. I just couldn't do it. Like, even though, like, I know it's a video game, I know it's all fictional, I'm playing a character, but like, I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't. I don't know what that says about me, but it's crazy. So, yeah, I just thought it was interesting, but I really do think the next game is going to be Modern Warfare 4. I think it's time to go back to the Modern Warfare series. It's been a very long time since we've had a Call of Duty game with modern technology, with modern guns, modern whatever. So, yeah. I think it's time. Excuse me. I'm getting a little sniffly. Snuffly? Days Gone Free DLC. This is from Adam Bankhurst, the IGN. Ben Studios has confirmed that Days Gone will be getting free DLC and a new difficulty mode this June. I don't think anyone's going to care in June. The DLC includes the survival difficulty mode that will challenge Days Gone players with increased difficulty settings, no fast travel or survival vision, and an immersive HUD that removes maps and indicators from the gameplay screen. Also, coming in June is a new bike, horde, and combat challenges that will be dropped each week and will offer twists on key gameplay features of Days Gone. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't like Days Gone, and I don't know that people are going to be playing it in June, unless that is they put it on sale or whatever. But yeah, Days Gone, not received well. I've watched some gameplay on it, and it does look a little boring. The stealth, I'm so sick of stealth in video games. But yeah, a lot of the missions seem repetitive. I've heard the gameplay itself is a little junky and not great. I've heard the frame rate isn't good. You know, I've heard that it's running as low as 24 frames to lower. And yeah, I'm not impressed. You know, if it was on sale, maybe I'd try it. But I don't think it's worth the $60 price tag. Just to give you, I'm trying something new, just to give you a little reference. I threw in some reviews. IGN gave it a 6.5 out of 10, which is, you know, okay. Games Radar gave it a 3.5 out of 5, which is not bad. GameSpot gave it a 5 out of 10. And Metacritic, it is sitting at 72%, which is higher than I thought it would be, actually. Excuse me, the Mixer stream that I was watching just ended and it threw me off. I didn't open a new one, baby. I got to get that Mixer XP. You know what I mean? I got to get those sparks. You know what I mean? And if you don't know what I mean, then fucking go on Mixer more, you doof. Mixer's great. moving on to the next story. League of Legends to add a new champion. The new champion's name is Yuumi. The champion is an incredible, cute, magical cat and is aimed at helping newcomers to the game. Yuumi has the ability to attach to allies so that new players can focus on her abilities and learning the game while their ally does the rest. So I think what that means is that you'll attach to an ally and wherever your ally moves, you will move with them. So you don't have to like control where you're putting your character. If you've never played League of Legends, it's one of those games where like, if you click on a spot, that's where your character moves. Like you don't use arrow keys or anything. You just click around and that's where your character ends up going. So as a new player, you don't have to worry about where to be going or moving your character. All you need to worry about is using your abilities. I guess that's the way I understand it. She's also a super squishy character when attached to an ally and can only be targeted by the towers, I think. So if you're not attached to anyone, I think you're free game to be attacked by anyone. But if you're attached to an ally, only the towers can hurt you. But obviously, if your ally who is taking all the fire because they can't shoot at you dies, then I think you're free game to be killed by anyone, I think. But yeah, there's some more details on the champion online stuff with her, all her abilities and stuff. But you get the picture. It's a new character to help new people understand the game. So they're all like basic abilities that focus on teamwork and help. I think one of them is like a shield. One of them is a rocket that you shoot. But when you're attached to an ally, the rocket can lock on target other players or some. Yeah. Yuumi will be available in public beta on April 30th. That's today. And released in the live game on May 14th. So yeah, little League of Legends news for you. I haven't played League of Legends since like 2012, 2013, maybe. I might have picked it up in 2013. Yeah, probably. Yeah, I loved League of Legends. It was really fun. The only reason I really stopped playing it is because I didn't like playing it alone and I don't have friends. So especially friends that played League of Legends. And I just got sick of playing them by myself, you know, getting yelled at by players online that don't know what I'm doing. Which, to be fair, I didn't. You know, jungler always seemed like a cool role, but I didn't know how the fuck to jungle correctly. I usually took bottom. That was usually my way. I always went bottom. And my favorite character to play as was, I think his name was Rammus. He was like a armadillo-looking guy. He was super fun. I loved him a lot. He's a really good use for using as a jungler, I think. But I never jungled. He's also a really good support class or tank class. But I would get lots of kills with him running bottom. And so I'm pretty sure I was using him incorrectly. But I was having fun with him, and that's all that matters. Moving on. Death Stranding details have been revealed, and I'm even more confused than ever. This is written by Matt Perslow on IGN. And I say that because a lot of this is just copy and pasted because there's so much going on that it was hard to put in my own words. As I mentioned a few episodes back, Hideo Kojima would be having a panel at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York where he would talk about Death Stranding. Along with, I think, fucking dicks, what's his name? The guy from Walking Dead. I can't, all of a sudden, Norman Reedus. Right? Norman Reedus? Yeah, that guy. He was also on the panel, but doesn't matter. He definitely talked about Death Stranding on the panels, but the details were super vague and left people with way more questions than answers. So, he says, quote, "It's an open-world action game, but it's really something new," said Kojima via Games Radar Plus. Part of that something new appears to be a focus on connections. Quote, "There are so many things happening in the real world, in America, in Europe. Everything is actually connected by the internet. But in a way, we're not connected in the real world these days," end quote. What the fuck does that mean? Like, is it an MMO then? Is that what you're trying to say? It's connected because it's an MMO? Quote, "I'm putting that as a metaphor in the game," he elaborated. "The player will have to reconnect the world in the game. You're very alone. There's solitude, but you're trying to connect. The story and the gameplay, the key word is connection. There are so many things in between, of course, but the key is connection," end quote. What the fuck, Kojima? What does that mean? None of that makes sense. None of it. He just fucking kept ranting about the connection. Quote, "I also threw in a really new idea," Kojima teased, although that he had to say didn't clarify what the new idea was. Quote, "You're connecting the game, and everyone is playing it together, and you'll be connected. Everyone will be connected together as well. I can't say anything because Sony will be very unhappy. I don't want to be disconnected from Sony," end quote. Okay, so the game is about connection, but you're alone. You're very alone, but you're also playing it together, connected. What? What? What the fuck, dude? I don't... None of this. Maybe it's a really bad translation. I don't know. Perhaps the most confusing tidbit was offered by Kojima, who explained that there is a location in the game where you control only a camera, not a character. Quote, You can kind of move the camera to see around, and when you look at Sam, the main character, he might do something like wink at you," end quote. He said, suggesting some kind of meta elements. That's it, buddy. That's all I got as far as Death Stranding details. None of that makes sense. I still don't know what the fuck the game's about. The only gameplay we've seen is Norman Reedus walking around. It's a walking simulator. We don't know. Like, there's invisible monsters, I guess. We kind of understand that, but he also has, like, a fetus inside him or some shit. I don't know, man. I don't know. E3, we better figure out what this fucking game is, because I'm over it, dude. Apex Legends. Moving on to the next story. Executive producer Drew McCoy at Respawn revealed some Apex Legends stuff in an EA blog post. Quote, 100% committed to the long-term growth of Apex Legends. End quote. And has so far had to, quote, man, my quotes are getting fucked up. React and direct resources to play whack-a-mole with lots of unexpected issues. End quote. He also said that Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order is not being affected by the continued development of Apex Legends and that Respawn is still, quote, pushing out plans for future Titanfall games, end quote, to fully support Apex Legends. Ugh, I need to blow my nose. He says that the team's main plan moving forward is to fix slow server performance that occur at the beginning of matches, addressing some audio issues, dealing with cheaters, and resolving hit registration issues. The next new content will begin with a new battle pass, a new legend, and something new for the meta, and more. So I don't know what something new for the meta means, but who knows? Respawn are looking to focus on, quote, why, so many quotes, large meaningful changes to the game that have lasting impact, that align with seasonal release cadence as opposed to surprise drops. Of course, throughout each season, the team will still address exploits, balance changes, bug fixes, and whatever else comes up. Details for Season 2 will come out at EA Play in June prior to E3. Yeah, Apex Legends. People still love it. Some people are bored of it already. Battle Royales, am I right? That's kind of how every single Battle Royale comes out, or goes. Like, it comes out, people are excited, they get bored of it, they move on. You know, maybe a new update comes, they're excited about it again, then they move on. And it's, you know, it's never ending cycle. But I mean, some people still genuinely love it and want to play it every day, which is cool. So BlizzCon 2019 has been announced. BlizzCon 2019 will be held at Anaheim, California on November 1st through the 2nd. BlizzCon 2019 will also feature the Overwatch World Cup 2019. Tickets will go on sale in two waves, first on May 4th and then on May 8th. The con will feature developer panels, esports competitions, and BlizzCon pregame festivities. Esports side of the event will include Overwatch World Cup, Hearthstone Global Finals, StarCraft II World Championship Series Global Finals, and World of Warcraft Mythic Dungeon International Inaugural Global Finals. Holy shit, what a mouthful. The general BlizzCon pass is, wait for it, $229. That's insane, dude. The BlizzCon portal pass is $550, which includes access to the Dark Moon Fair during a new night at the fair event on the eve of BlizzCon. Also gives the ability to be among the first to enter the show on Friday and Saturday. Gives you preferred parking, separate registration, and separate security lines. And third pass is the BlizzCon Benefit Dinner Pass, which is to raise money for the Children's Hospital of Orange County, which goes for $750. All passes include general admission and come with the choice of a Mighty Orc Grunt or Bold Human Footman commemorative collective statue. The base price is $229. I get it. That's for 2 days. I didn't see anything about like a 1 day pass. The BlizzCon pass, the basic bitch version is $229. That's crazy, dude. That's, I don't know. I don't think I'd ever pay something like that. Like I get it. I think, cause I think PAX tickets are what, $40? $50 maybe, if that. Comic-Con is like, Comic-Con is like $50 for a day pass. And then I think the 4 day pass is like almost 300, like 270 or something like that, which that's for 4 days. It's also fucking Comic-Con. Which I don't know that BlizzCon compares. $229. That's crazy to me. You would have to really love Blizzard games. I want to pay that kind of money. I don't know, man. I mean, I get it that the Overwatch World Cup is there, but what if you don't get a shit? You know? What? I don't know, man. That's crazy. Maybe it is just that price for all the esports events, which is possible, but That's a lot of money. Like, I think E3 is more expensive than that. But that's fucking E3, man. E3 is crazy. I would love to go to E3, though. I would love to go to E3. That'd be super fun. But yeah, so if you're a Blizzard fan, there you go. Turns out Persona 5S isn't just Persona 5 for the Nintendo Switch. It is actually Persona 5 Scramble, The Phantom Strikers. It's a spinoff of the mainline series and will be coming to the PS4 and Switch. It's made from the guys that made Dynasty Warriors, so it's basically just like that. It's just like, the gameplay-wise, is basically like Dynasty Warriors or Hyrule Warriors, but for Persona. It is being labeled as the first action RPG in the Persona series. Also, side note, Persona 5 Royal, which is not coming to the Switch and is a PS4 exclusive, is just an expanded release of the mainline game with some new characters and a third semester. Royal will launch in Japan later this year with a Western release sometime in 2020. So yeah, if you like the Dynasty Warriors games, or if you like Hyrule Warriors and you just like fighting giant mobs of enemies, Persona 5 Scramble is for you, I think. Nintendo at E3. Nintendo CEO Shantaru Furukawa has stated that Nintendo has no plans to announce new hardware at E3 2019. This is coming after the newest rumors that a new, smaller, and cheaper version of Nintendo Switch is to launch as early as June. Also, there's also rumored, I don't know why I said also so many times, there is a rumored upgraded version of the Switch with higher specs and whatnot, possibly a bigger screen, which is to come later this year. Again, this doesn't mean that they won't be announced soon or not at all. It just means that it will not be at E3. Maybe we'll get a Nintendo Direct, like a small one, before or after E3. I want to say there's a Nintendo Direct right before E3 last year. Could be wrong. I don't remember. Speaking of the Switch, Nintendo Switch Online is very close to 10 million subscribers, with just recently passing 9.8 million subscribers. That's crazy to me. I didn't think that many people wanted to use the Nintendo Switch Online, but I guess if you got like Super Smash Bros, Mario Kart Racing, Splatoon 2, and then Tetris 99 kind of took off. And the only way to play Tetris 99 is with Nintendo Switch Online, I believe. So maybe. Nintendo Switch Online is $4 a month, or $8 for 3 months, or $20 for a year, or $35 for an annual family membership, which allows up to 8 account holders to use the service on different systems. Also, complete side note, Super Mario Maker 2's release date has been announced, and the game will be coming June 28th, 2019. I fucking love Super Mario Maker. I didn't ever make my own levels or even attempted to make my own levels because I'm just not that kind of person. But playing other people's custom levels, super, super fun. It's a really good game. Some more numbers talk. Sony has announced that the PlayStation 4 has sold 96.8 million consoles worldwide. Holy shit, that's a lot of money. Take 96.8 million times 400, and I know that's not accurate because PlayStation 4 has, the price has gone up and down, you know, various sales, whatever. But rough estimate, times that by 400, that's a lot of fucking money, dude. In 2018, Sony had sold 17.8 million consoles, with 2.6 million of those occurring in the fourth quarter between January and March 2019. This number is $1.2 million down from last year, but also 0.03 million higher, which I think is a roughly 30,000, than Sony's original projections. So, just some fun numbers. Starlink Battle for Atlas, I mentioned this as one of the games coming out this week, today actually, April 30th. Ubisoft has announced that the Crimson Moon update for the game will go live on April 30th. Also announced was a surprise PC release for the game, which is also coming April 30th. It also brings paid DLC for the new Star Fox content on the Nintendo Switch version. The paid DLC will be $11.99 and add Peppy, Slippy, and Falco as playable pilots. Each pilot has unique abilities and skill trees to unlock. Crimson Moon update will add new pilots, ships, weapons, and story missions to Starlink. It will also include a new Colosseum combat mode with rankings and leaderboards, and as well new 1 and 2 player racing tracks. What the fuck does that? What did I just write? I'm an awful writer. As for the PC version, Ubisoft says it will have the same content as its console counterparts and even be compatible with the PS4 and Xbox controller attachments. Although, note, it is important to note that the physical toys Starlink was initially built around have already been discontinued due to poor sales. 100%. I think everyone in the world saw that coming. So, if you don't know, Starlink is a game where you're supposed to buy, like, toys, like ships, and you could like take the ships apart and like take parts from other ships and like make your own ship or I think something like that. And then you put that ship in game. But like, you don't, why would you want to buy other accessories to play a video game, you know? And you can just buy those same things digitally. So you don't have to deal with having this toy. Like, I get it. It's for kids, toys, whatever, but it just, I don't know. I think that that form of game has been tried so many times with like the Disney, what is it called? Like Disney Infinity or something like that. And then Spyro game. What was that Spyro game called? I don't remember. It was a Spyro spinoff game where you would buy toy figures and play them into the game or whatever. But like that model just doesn't last. Like, no one's been super successful with it. So I'm surprised they tried to do something like that, which is just the worst thing about it is that everyone knows that it's just a money thing, right? We'll make this video game and then we'll make more money by selling these toys that you can use in the video game. And it's like, all right, whatever. Just give me a loot boxes. You might as well just do that. But yeah, if you were interested at all, it's on PC now. So there you go. Square Enix announced their E3 2019 date and time. Square Enix has announced they will be hosting a special broadcast on Monday, June 10th at 6 p.m. Pacific time and 6 p.m. Pacific time to showcase an excited lineup of titles. Showcase an exciting lineup of titles. Sorry, it's the end of the podcast. I'm running out of steam. They are taking the time slot that was previously held by PlayStation, who have announced some time ago that they would not be appearing at E3 this year. Some games that will probably be featured are the Final Fantasy VII Remake and the Avengers Project that was announced in 2017 as part of Square's and Marvel's multi-game partnership. Cool. I got some shorter stories here. Blizzard announced their new workshop mode for Overwatch, which I didn't really fully understand it, which is why I didn't add it. I think it's like custom games that you can alter, like movement speed and stuff like that. I don't know. I was actually going to write about this. There's a giant new like Minecraft update that adds a bunch of stuff. So yeah, if you care about Minecraft, there's a new update that I forgot to write about. This one's just kind of interesting. So the top selling games for March are out. Number one was Tom Clancy's The Division 2. Number two was Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice. Three was MLB 19 The Show. Four was Devil May Cry 5. Five was Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Six was Red Dead Redemption 2. Seven, NBA 2K19. Eight, Grand Theft Auto 5, which I can't believe that game's still selling crazy well. Grand Theft Auto role-playing has really taken off, and so maybe that's part of the reason, but I don't know. Number 9 was Yoshi's Crafted World, and number 10 was Call of Duty Black Ops 4. So yeah, if you care about that, it's cool. This is just a fun little story. So there's a Spider-Man PS4 version, the PS4 game Spider-Man. Spider-Man PS4. There was an Easter egg that no one noticed. So in the game, there's a bunch of NPCs, and some of those NPCs are Jewish, and you'll just see them around. But if you go on the game on Saturdays, you will not find Jews around. Because the Jews don't work on Saturdays is what I'm getting at. And like there, it was like a small Easter egg that was added and no one noticed. And so they tweeted about it. I just thought it was what an interesting Easter egg to have. So they don't spawn in the world on Saturdays, which is cool. It's just a fun little thing. And then my last story of awesomeness, someone beat Sekiro Shadows Die Twice using Donkey Kong bongos. So if you don't know, Donkey Kong game, I forget what it's called, but you buy bongos and it was like a Guitar Hero, but for bongos. And it was fun. But you can use that as a controller for like whatever game you want. You can hook it up to PC, I believe, and then use those as a controller for whatever game you're playing. He used the bongos to beat Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. There are people who are so bad at video games, they can't even beat the normal game. And this guy fucking beat with bongos. It took him 10 hours with 131 total resurrections and 31 deaths at the hands of the game's final boss. 31 deaths to the final boss alone. That's crazy. And then the 100 others were from someone else, I guess. Something like that. But yeah, that's crazy. Is there a video of him doing that? I would love to see it. Oh, there's a Reddit post. Oh, there is video of him. Okay. Yeah, he's got the four bongos. He's got four bongos set up. That's crazy. And it looks like different parts of the bongo acts as different buttons. Oh, man. That's cool. All right. Just a little awesome segment for you. That does it today for episode 34 of Video Games Are Cool, man. They're so cool. Video games are the best. I hardly ever play them, and I don't play a large variety of them, but they're fucking cool, man. Video games are dope, tell you what. Yeah, that's going to do it today. Thank you so much for watching. I have been your one and only host, Shods. That is Shawds, Shods. You can find me on Twitter, at ShodsTV. You can find me on Instagram, Shods.TV. You can find me on Mixer, Mixer.com/Shods. I stream video games sometimes live on the internet whenever I have time. And it's usually whatever I feel like. Destiny 2, Division 2, maybe soon Battlefront 2, because I'm fucking loving that game again. And just whatever game I feel like it. Let's see what else. I have a YouTube. Don't fucking worry about it because it sucks. One day I'll put this podcast on YouTube, but for now, it is available on just various podcast platforms. I'll be honest. The real reason that this episode was late, I completely fucking forgot about it. I'll be honest. Just forgot. I'm so busy at work. I work weekends. I hardly ever get days off. Days just blend together, and I hardly ever know what day it is, and I just forget. That's what happened. I forgot. I was sitting at my desk last night. It was like 12:30 at night, or in the morning, however you want to look at it. And I was like, wait, I do a weekly podcast. I forgot about that. I didn't do this week's podcast. And so I started working on it. And now I'm recording it in the morning. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate and love every single one of you. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.